Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, February 10th, 2020. Fight for your freedom. Okay, so the Democratic Party's fallen apart. I'm going to analyze that so you know exactly what's happening, because it does affect you, your family, the upcoming presidential race, obviously. And I'll have some thoughts on the Academy Awards later on in the broadcast. So, as it stands now, with the New Hampshire primary tomorrow, and we'll have really good coverage leading up to the vote and then afterward on Wednesday, Joe Biden's in trouble. If you read my message of the day, Biden's in, you know, I'm not going to pull my prediction that he is not going to get the nomination, because I still think he might. But I am flabbergasted, word of the day, at how inefficient he is and what a terrible campaigner he has been. It's just staggering. So whether it's age or, I don't know. But he is foundering. So tomorrow I expect Bernie Sanders to win and Buttigieg to be second. Buttigieg coming up. But it's not as it appears to be with Buttigieg, and we'll get into that. I'm going to go through the tweets of the debate on Friday. I assume many of you didn't see it, because it was less than 7 million Americans watching this debate. It was in Manchester, New Hampshire, at St. Anselm's College, fine school. But nobody watched it. I mean, 7 million viewers for a presidential debate is like, why they had it on Friday. I guess they figured, well, Academy Awards are on Sunday, can't have it then. Monday's too tight, candidates want to be running around. I guess that they should have had it on Thursday, last Thursday. Anyway, not my job. All right, so Biden opens the debate, and right away he's weak, about his competition. He should have come right out and said, look, Bernie Sanders is a socialist. He can't win and destroy the country. Pete Buttigieg, 38 years old. He's never done anything. Didn't even run a town of South Bend, Indiana very well. What is this? Who are these guys? That's what he should have said right off the bat. So, Biden. All right. Then Sanders, the first question. And by the way, the ABC moderators, they don't pin them down. The lady did. And we'll get to that soundbite later. But Muir, the Evening News, ABC, World News anchor, and Stephanopoulos is the worst. He's absolutely the worst. Guy shouldn't be there. He shouldn't be in the media. He's a political guy. Chief of staff for Bill Clinton. Why is he there? For what? I mean, So anyway, look. Sanders is asked about socialism. Well, I'm not, you know, look, Bernie, you're a socialist / communist. You don't believe in private property. You don't. Say it. If you were the president and you had control of Congress, you'd seize private property. That's what you would do, because you can't possibly pay for the pie in the sky stuff that you're throwing out without doing that. You can't pay for it. You must seize private property. And he would, in a heartbeat. Dangerous. And the whole country's racist, according to Bernie Sanders. That disqualifies him, because he's either stupid or a liar. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security, because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has a over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
So Bloomberg, let's get to Bloomberg. Now, I'm going to do more on him tomorrow on radio and TV, but his strategy looks like it's turned out to be smart. So no Iowa, no New Hampshire, no South Carolina, no Nevada. None of that. Now, Biden's making a stand in Nevada and South Carolina. All right? So Nevada is Saturday, February 22nd. Okay? So that's, what, 10 days, 11 days? Then South Carolina, Saturday, February 29th. If Biden does not win, he's got to win South Carolina. If he comes in second in Nevada, he's still alive. If he doesn't win South Carolina, he's done. Has to get out. Can't raise money now anyway. So Mayor Mike makes his first appearance on March 3rd, Super Tuesday. It's a little bit late, but now with everybody falling apart, Mike, with $2 billion to spend, has already spent about $250 million on ads. So Mike's going to be on the ballot in Alabama, Arkansas, Minnesota, Texas, Tennessee, Vermont, Virginia. All right? Seven states. I don't know. I mean, who knows? We'll know at the end of this month whether he competes at all. He's about 8 to 10% in national polls now. But his strategy is, look, I'm going to lay back, let everybody kill each other, and then I'll come in for Super Tuesday. Now, he's not going to get enough delegates to be the nominee, but if he's got momentum, then the convention with all the super delegates, the convention in Philadelphia, pick him. Oh, you got a shot. All right, Crazy Horse, Killing Crazy Horse, my next book. In the Killing series, 9th, will be out May 12th. You can get it by ringing up or gift memberships or anything, okay? You'll love the book. And I'm going to put out another Killing book in the fall. We've got two on the line because we did the United States of Trump. We pushed the Killing books back, but there's a demand. So we're going to put out two Killing books this year. You're going to like them both. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Okay, final thought of the day. I tried to watch a little bit of the Academy Awards. Couldn't do it. Started in the beginning with this red carpet thing. Everything is amazing. Oh, you look so amazing. That's just so amazing. Oh, that's wonderful. Phony all day long. I don't know about you, but I just can't take phonies. I can't take the gushers. I just can't. You know, honey, cupcake. Think about your words. Words of meaning. So I had to get rid of that. All right? I couldn't watch that. Then I came back in time to see the best documentary, all right, which was American Factory. I said, wow. American factory workers being recognized by the Academy. Excellent. But then the winner said this. Go.
Working people have it harder and harder these days. And we believe that things will get better when workers of the world unite.
Karl Marx, she's a commie. I went, whoa. Whoa. And you know who produced that American factory thing? That came from the Barack Obama people. Now, no, you know, you think those people in that audience knew that?
Yeah, let's unite. It'll be amazing. We'll all unite.
Anyway, the rest of it, I didn't care about Brad Pitt. Somebody wrote it for him. Brad Pitt, you know, I told me I only got 45 seconds. That was more than John Bolton got in front of the Senate. All right, Brad, you know, you deserve the Oscar. Your performance in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is fabulous. But I'm not taking political science from you, okay, bud? I don't care what they say. I really don't. Doesn't annoy me anymore. It's foolish. It provides me with material. Anyway, that was the end of it. I thought 1917 would win. Excellent film. If you haven't seen it, you know, you should check it out. I don't know, Parasite, South Korean guy. I don't know. My daughter's telling me to see it. I might. I don't know. I'm afraid of parasites. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. Tomorrow, good run-up coverage to New Hampshire. We hope you will be with us, and we will see you then.